Those are mascots, just great insurance. MJM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and Miss Robin's with me. Say good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Okay, I can't hear you, but I hear myself in my ear very, very strong. So, folks, we were offline last week, if you remember. So we got the machine working. We're on 100% Wi-Fi right now. We're not connected to the Ethernet cable. So we're going to shoot for this week. It's a little better than it was with just doing it on the phone. I hope we're doing all right, and we're coming through loud and clear. How was your week, Robin?
Same as usual.
Same as usual? Grandkids?
Grandkids.
Pull your hair out?
No.
No?
No, they were good this week.
Yeah, they've been pretty good. They've been growing up a little bit, so. And it's nice to see Jameson being able to communicate more, to be able to talk more and have, you know, understand most of what he says. So,
yeah, if you have anybody that has a hard time with ear infections early on, don't mess around with waiting for the tubes. Just get it done, because it can really hurt their speech.
That's true.
So, just a insider hint.
That is also true.
Yep. A lot of people try to put it off, wait. But, you know, doctors wait for so many ear infections. His doctor said you could just tell it was going to be a problem, and let's, you know, deal with it, take care of it, get it done. And he's had some issues with Alan is playing with the buttons and driving me nuts.
It's all right. I can't hear you, so it's all right. We'll just deal with it. So
I don't understand why you can't hear me.
I don't either. So, but anyway, I hear myself real loud in my own ear, so that's distracting. So anyway, folks, Robin is explaining about her grandson, and I interrupted her. So continue on.
No, it's just a lot of doctors put it off. Wait, tell you to wait till you have so many infections. And our doctor, blessed her, she put her foot down and said, this is really going to be an issue for him. He's having a hard time hearing us. Did the tubes, and within days, the difference was astronomical.
Yes, it was. Yep. You know, when they're in need of, they have these ear infections, and the inner ear fills up with fluid, and everything's muffled, you know, going in. So if you're in the early stages, and you're, you know, trying to teach a child how to speak, well, he can't hear. He's like the teacher on the Charlie Brown special. Right? So
he can keep talking louder and trying to get his attention, but it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. And now you can talk as loud as you want and try and get his attention, and it doesn't work, even though he can hear you, because he's three.
He's feeling his boundaries.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Everybody does it. We do it even when we get old. We push as hard as we can to see where our boundaries stop.
That's true.
Including boundaries on people's property that people shouldn't cross to chase a deer unless they talk to the owner of the property.
We had an issue during deer season. Yeah, we sure did.
I just wonder if anybody wants to give their opinion on that, or any examples of problems they've had, or neighbors who have been very, very ethical and have had to go on their property and contacted them first. I just like everybody's opinion if you're interested in giving it.
So, we had an incident where the adjoining landowner has relatives that come in only during firearm season for the most part. They're how do I want to say this? They're not very good shots, and their ethics leave a little bit to be desired. So last year, second day of firearm season, now the landowner where we hunt are elderly people. Okay, they're both in their 80s. They don't like a lot of drama.
They don't hunt. They allow hunters on their property.
Right, they do not allow hunters on their property except for me and my grandson. So it's a very special place to us.
So. Another family member, too, if they wanted
to. Oh, sure. Yeah, of course, family members, yeah. But, so here's, if they choose to. So here's the situation. I'm in my stand, and I'm, you know, scaling the landscape, and here goes a guy with an orange vest and a hat across the property, comes from one property, across their property, and down into a stand on the other property. That was last year. Shoots a couple times. Deer come running past me. Nothing I want to shoot. He comes back out, back across property line, back over the neighbor's property. So what he's doing is taking a shortcut. Okay, taking a shortcut. So this year, I got a call from the landowner. I wasn't hunting. Got a call from the landowner. There's a truck in our driveway. Really? Yep. Got a picture of it. Sent me a picture. I said I know exactly who that is. That's the guy that hunts to your... on your neighbor.
One quick thing. You talked to the landowner and explained to him that they needed to contact last year.
Yeah, I did.
They were coming across. They needed to contact the landowner. Don't just walk on the property.
Right.
Yeah. So we did. That wasn't. We didn't just ignore it.
No, we addressed it last year. Yeah. So this year, hey, there's a guy in orange, you know, with a gun on the property, not far from their house. I'm like, okay. I called the landowner, and
they got a picture.
They got a picture. I called the landowner. Okay, I'll take care of it. Never heard anything back from him. What did I wait? 3 days? Week?
Yeah, you talked to him several times that day.
I did. I talked to him several times, but he was out of town. He said, I don't know what I can do about it. I said, well...
He changed the story every time, because when you told him that they were there, he said, no, they weren't.
Right.
His relatives, they were on this other street. And then he said, I've got a picture of the van. Then he changed the story again, saying...
Some kind of medical emergency or something.
No, they changed the story again.
They were chasing a deer and...
Something else happened.
Left his gun. I can't remember. Whatever it was.
There's nobody with a gun on the property. Well,
yeah.
They did. And then... It changed again when you talked to him 3 days later.
Yeah.
That now it was a medical emergency.
Now it was.
We weren't being nice.
Now it's my fault. Why are you calling me rather than the landowner? I'm like, okay. So it got nasty. It got really nasty. Long story short, the next door neighbor told me I better look for another place to hunt. I better look for another place to hunt because... I was concerned about the landowner and trespassers that happened to be connected to him. So I'm the guy. I'm the bad guy. I need to find a better place to hunt. So let's boil this down again. Trespassers parked in the landowner's driveway. They're elderly. They're concerned. Walking through their property with a gun. Okay. They call me. I call the landowner. At the end of the day, the landowner's angry at me. How do you handle a situation where you might injure an animal, you might wound a deer, let's say, and it runs onto another property? Maybe you know it's down, maybe you don't, but you want to pursue it. How do you handle that situation? What do you do? What do you do? That's the stories we want to hear this morning. Right, Robin?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And this all could have been taken care of with one knock on the door and saying, I've got an animal over here that might be injured. Do you mind if I track it?
Exactly.
And it would have been no problem, no issues.
Nope.
But not to identify yourself, to be walking on the property with a rifle on your back, when you've been asked before to just please contact the landowner. Nothing was asked that was easy to do. It wasn't anything unethical to do. And if you're trespassing on somebody's property, because you crossed you've been warned that you crossed that line, you are illegally trespassing. You can't chase a deer across property unless you contact the landowner.
Well, that's the law anyway.
That's what I just...
Yep. Yeah, that is the law. Yeah, I mean, you just quoted the law. That's what you did. So,
but we didn't do anything, in my mind, we didn't do anything wrong just asking them to contact the landowner when they did it, and then the next year they did the same thing and didn't do what we asked.
Right. Well, the unnerving part was the truck parked in the driveway.
Right.
It, you know, in front of to the side of their house. I mean, you know, they don't know who this person is. Oh, mercy. So anyway, that's long story short. We're sorry to draw that out like that, but we really want to hear what you have to say about it. Phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. So this is the...
I'll prove that I can actually ask the question you want to talk about, because I don't think Alan will believe me.
Robin, that's funny. Okay.
I'm just I'm kind of the foil because I don't know anything about hunting, but I know what's ethical and not ethical.
Well, that's true. You do. Yeah. So.
I think I love hunting. I love you all enjoy it, but I expect people to be ethical. That's just my rule. That's me.
Nothing wrong with that. Looks like we got snow coming in the forecast. Did you see that, Robin?
Please tell me they do.
Yep. Just in time for the primitive firearm season, primitive season for deer, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Longbows and recurve bows, muzzle loaders that are flintlock or percussion cap, no telescopic sights, and it looks like maybe snow coming in Tuesday night into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is perfect for me. Perfect.
I can't
understand why they don't, why you don't get any snow. You've been doing all that stuff that's, doing like the rain dance.
Yeah, but I think when you get out of school, I've been doing what they do.
Yep,
you know?
More like the rain man, but anyway, let's move on. All right, hey, we talk about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's a lot. And we're sitting here in front of the fireplace today. That beautiful gas insert it just looks like a real fire. It's a beautiful firebox, but you can have that same experience. A company by the name of Enviro makes the gas fireplace inserts, but they also make a gorgeous pellet stove insert for your firebox if you have a fireplace that you want to turn into a pellet stove, or if you want to have an alternative or even primary source of heat like a pellet stove in your house, take a look at the line up at Hearth America Backyard Billy's on Ken Island. They've got a bunch of freestanding ones. If it's wood that you prefer, well, the other company that makes gas fireplace inserts and also makes gorgeous freestanding wood and wood fireplace inserts is a company called Regency. Take a look at those too. So wood or pellet, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your place to go. They'll take care of the installation. They'll take care of the service. They'll give you good, solid advice. If you need a follow-up visit with service or anything like that, they're more than glad to come out and take a look at it. So, Robin and I love the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our fireplace insert, and you will too. You can select a new pellet, a new gas, a new electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the snow this week. Well, maybe not. as early as this week, but the next time around, just get in there and take a look. Stop into the showroom soon. It's going to be here. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billies. They're open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44B. If you're coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue is the exit name. That's Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. So I stopped by to see Clyde's Sports Shop the other day. We're getting their ad straightened up, the next issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we went over the line of Browning firearms, and, you know, everything looks good. BPS and the bump, Browning pump action shotgun, Browning pump shotgun. It's got a newly designed stock with a new look. It's really a nice-looking pump action shotgun. I had a friend who's as he says, expensive auto loader failed the other day, jammed up, wouldn't work. He got one shot off at a goose and missed, which, you know, and then he couldn't get another shot. So he said, I'm going to go back to the pump. I said, well, that's a good idea. It's got a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel with forged machine steel receiver. Bottom ejection is a satin finished walnut. It's a beautiful firearm. Pump action with all the superior fit and finish and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available in the BPS field model. That's the pump action shotgun. The Maxis is one that is an auto loader. Waterfowl hunting perfection. Browning really went out of their way to design a waterfowl auto loader shotgun. 3 or 3.5 inch chambers, new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. This gun comes to your shoulder like you wouldn't believe. All those at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For the firearms, it's ClydeSports.com. For the fishing gear, it's ClydesFishingGear.com is their website. They've got two. I didn't know that. 242-6108 is that phone number for Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fix my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
It's Robin's favorite song. All right. I guess we got Chuck in Glen Burnie. Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I was just going to snowball what off of Robin said, that, you know, the proper thing to do and the respectful thing to do would be to check the landowner and go from there. But it just reminds us all of the lack of respect that people have nowadays, civility. That we don't encourage anymore the old golden rule, do unto others. And you see it all the time. In fact, Alan, last weekend, I was sitting on a bucket on the lake, listening to your program just as it's getting light, thinking that I'm going to listen to the program and I'm going to call in because I had a couple things I wanted to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, five dudes come up on me. Now, there's nobody else on the lake. I'm thinking, this is great. Three come to my left, two come to my right. Now, these guys are going to fish. Now, I could take my rod and poke either one of them on my left or right-hand side. They had the entire lake they could have fished, but they thought it was necessary for some reason to come over there where I'm at. Now,
because you had the best spot.
Well, my wife says I look like I know what I'm doing, but...
I like that.
Well, you know, if you and your grandson are sitting in a little cove on a lake, and I'm on my boat, and I come around the corner, and you two are sitting there, I'm not coming in there.
That's right.
I'm giving you the... And it's the same thing with the lake. If there's somebody in my... I'm not getting around you. And it's the same thing. It's just a lack... I know this is an outdoor program, but my point is we see it everywhere where people just don't, they just seem like they think about themselves and nobody else. So,
I can say that because I totally agree with you 110%, and it makes me really sad.
Yep,
really
it
sad.
Is. Yes. And Alan, I have two other subjects I'd like to talk to you about.
Let's get back to the five guys. Did any of them speak to you?
Well, no. They were speaking another language.
Ah.
And the worst part about it was, and I couldn't call in, it was intimidating, one.
Right.
It made me uncomfortable, but they were talking back and forth from one another across me. And I had every intention of calling in your show.
Yeah.
No. I was on high alert. It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just good. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, yep. What were you going to call about last week you could not call us about? I want to hear.
I didn't catch that.
What were you going to talk about last week?
Okay. All right. Well, that was the first thing. You had mentioned that you and I think Robin went fishing with Gary Diamond.
I did, a long time ago.
Yeah, Gary Diamond, the sports writer, outdoor writer.
That's the guy, Rod Builder, okay. Yep.
All right, well, can I throw a couple other names at you to see if you've had any other experiences?
Sure.
With any of the other local outdoor writers?
Yep.
How about Hall of Famer Bill Burton? Did you ever get to meet him?
Bill and I were partners in a magazine back in the mid-90s and early 2000s called the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. It was Alan Ellis and Bill Burton's.
Oh,
so we corroborated that, the putting together of that magazine for 14 years.
He's very proud of that collaboration.
And, yeah, and Bill and I worked together well, you know, on different things. I mean, I was a member of the Maryland Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers Association for a few years, and Bill is actively involved. Next name.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, he would come on TV and do a fishing forecast on one of the local stations back in the day. How about the Lefty Cray?
Lefty. I never fished with Bill. I never fished with Lefty. I knew Lefty. Got a couple books autographed by Lefty. Met him back in the 80s at the old Bass Expo. Was introduced by the promoter of that show. I've had lunch with him. Interviewed him on the air. He was at one of the fishing challenges at Sandy Point State Park. There's a photo on the website of Ellis Outdoors of me interviewing Lefty. Always got along great with Lefty. Good guy. Full of jokes. Full of jokes.
Yeah.
And
there was a movement to create a statue of him.
Yep.
In Frederick, Maryland. I know it started. I don't know if they ever raised the funds to get it done.
Right.
But there was a movement to have that like a monument made for him.
You want to hear the Lefty joke?
Okay.
So the there's a fellow on safari, and he hears this tremendous crashing in the jungle, and he's screaming and snorting and all kinds of outrageous noises. So he kind of walks over there, sneaks over there a little bit, and there's a giant rhinoceros carcass laying there, just freshly killed. And he can't believe his eyes. And he looked all around the rhinoceros and couldn't see what happened to it. No bullet holes, no spear marks, nothing.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, a little pygmy popped up from behind the rhinoceros. And he looked at the pygmy and he said, did you kill this rhinoceros? And the pygmy said, yes. He said, well, how did you kill it? He said, with my club. He said, you killed a rhinoceros with your club. Yes. How big is your club? He said, there are 86 of us.
Oh. Okay. All right.
No, that was a Lefty joke, so, you know.
Yeah. Angus Phillips, who used to write for the Washington Post.
Angus Phillips and I had a little bit of a history. I was doing a live radio report here for the Outdoorsman Show from Richmond at the first Bass Classic I ever attended. I was doing, I'd update the listeners twice a day. And I had the headphones on. I was doing my radio report. And Angus is sitting behind me writing, okay, on his, I guess, a laptop or something. I don't remember how he was doing it at this point, but I think it was on a laptop back then. And I hear through my headphones, hey, keep it down up there. I'm trying to write back here. And that went over the airways, of course. I turned around and I said, Angus, I'm doing live radio right now. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
And that's how that interaction went. But I got a great picture of Angus Phillips with, at the time, one of the founders of BASS, and Willie Don Schaefer was the governor at the time.
Yes.
So, yep.
Remember him well. All right.
Yep.
Just got a couple more here. How
keep
about
going.
Gene Mueller.
I knew Gene.
Times.
Yep, Gene Mueller. When the Bassmasters Classic was in Baltimore, there was a hurricane warning, so they shut down the first day of practice, I think, or the first day of the competition. I can't remember. So they organized a roundtable discussion. So the press would sit with four or five of the anglers, and they would discuss issues. And the goal was to have professional bass anglers reach the same status as other athletes. And they used, for example, professional golfers. And, boy, I can't remember the series in Bassmaster magazine. It was two guys, Harry and Bob, Frank and Ed, whatever it was. These were guys that were just redneck to the core, and they'd always go on some adventure.
Yeah.
And it was written by Earl Shelsby. And so I said, I raised my hand, and Gene called on me, and I said, you want to, you know, up the status bass fishermen to that of golfers and so forth. I said, how do you explain this column of these two guys, these two rednecks in Bassmaster magazine? And Gene looked like I slapped him. He said, Alan, Earl's a friend of mine. Earl Shelby's a good friend of mine. Okay. You know, so that was my interaction with Gene. Next.
How about the Cumberland Times? Mike Sawyer?
I coordinated with Mike Sawyer on some articles. I talked to him on the phone. Don't think we've ever met in person.
I think he's retired now.
He has, yes.
Guys, I don't think any of them write anymore, do they?
Most of them aren't with us anymore.
Yeah.
All right, I got one for you. How about Keith Walters?
It doesn't sound familiar at all.
Keith wrote. Keith was from here in Bozeman. Bozeman. Bozeman's in Montana. Bozeman's in Maryland. Been to Keith's was to Keith's 60th birthday or retirement party or something like that. Gary Diamond was there, strumming on the guitar, singing. He asked if anybody had any requests, and I asked if he would stop playing. Keith, I took Keith on his final waterfowl hunt.
Really?
Yep, I sure did. And he shot he had a massive heart attack, was able to get out. We got him out on the pond, and we were able to kill a couple geese and some mallard, some clip toes, or toe clip, whatever you want to call them, you know, released mallards. And Keith had a great time. There were a dozen of us on that hunt, and a couple of them have passed already, including my buddy Mark Hoke and Keith. And so, yep. So a lot of interaction.
The guy I was thinking of wasn't so much an outdoor writer, but he did write a couple smallmouth books. And he's a well-known guide, Ken Penrod.
I fished with Ken Penrod. I've had Ken do seminars when I was promotions manager at Bass Pro Shop. I fished the Upper Potomac for smallmouth with Ken. And I've known him for a long, long time.
All right. Well, interesting. These guys.
There you go.
There are not too many of them around anymore. So.
You're right.
It was interesting to hear that, and I thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
The rest of your day. And,
thank you for adding to the show.
Yeah, they'll watch out for these people. Everybody wants to be me.
Well, I want to thank you for pointing out how old I am.
Well.
I've known all these guys.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Any other callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron? All right, let's tell the folks about Sperry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Sperry's Tire Service has the tires for your car and your truck, and that's any maker model. I don't care if it's a big, giant, jacked-up pickup truck. I don't care if it's a little mini. They've got the tires. And you know what? Sperry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors and even your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Sperry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Sperry's Tire Service in Easton. That number 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Sperry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do.
Hey, that goes out to our buddy Stan the Man, that's for sure. So, all right. Got a picture from Stan's son. He caught his first trout.
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't send it to you yet. So, yep, Don, Captain Don just texted, didn't, famous people, didn't you mention you hunted and fished with country star Gary Morris? And I did, yes, indeed. We went on a sick deer hunt, and Gary shot one with a longbow. So, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey,
Glenn, how you doing?
Okay, just Robin up and around.
Robin, are you up and around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Some days I'm awake, some days I'm not.
What'd you say, Glenn?
I just wanted to say hi to her, too. So.
You wanted to say hi to you, Robin?
Are you going to the outdoor show? And where is it this year? The one down in
Dorchester?
Dorchester.
Same place.
I don't know if they're still having the school or not.
Yeah, at the school. K through 8.
Are you going to be down there, Glenn?
I know. When is it?
It's the 24th and 25th of February.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll try to keep in mind anyone.
Well, I'll remind you if you listen to the show, because we're going to start talking about it next week for a few weeks. Yeah, that's a Friday night Saturday show. They don't do Sunday, and because they need that to clean up the school for the Monday start of the school week. So. The Bucks, Bears, and Stags will be there again, measuring deer, whitetail, sick of deer, and black bear, and we'll be there again. Hopefully, the folks with some of those Maryland sick of deer will show up. We'll have our measures there. It's the World Muskrat Skinning Championship, and we'll start talking about that next week, the 4th, and start giving tickets away. We've got a dozen tickets coming to give away, so we'll do it the same way we did Harrisburg. We'll give 3 weeks. We'll give two pairs of tickets away each week. How's that sound, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
So,
meet the Harrisburg show.
Harrisburg starts the 4th. That's next Saturday and runs through the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday through the following Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there we are. Yep. And then the another show is March 25th and 26th. That's out in Howard County. We'll be measuring there. We'll be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunters banquet on March 11th, and we will be at the National Archers in School Program or Championship in Westminster on March 18th. And, of course, our guys all take appointments in their homes and so forth. So there you go. But, yeah, we hope to see you at one of the shows.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yep.
Look forward to it.
Sounds good, my friend. So you have an old percussion cap or flintlock laying around that still shoots?
Yeah, that's what Molly Cotton, Mongol Loader, is a percussion cap.
Well, there you go. You can still get a deer next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Did you know that?
I might have sort of known, but it's kind of slipped my mind.
Yeah, well, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be cleaning muzzle loaders this weekend and making sure everything's working just fine. So, yep. Yes, sir. So won't take long, but you know they're in pretty good shape. So
next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you say?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, first, second, third.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay.
Yep, first, second, third. Looks like a little snow in the forecast, so can't wait for that. Maybe. And I have an invitation to do a little sick of deer hunting on one of those days. And maybe we'll do a double like we did a couple years ago. Take a nice sick of stag in the morning and go out in the evening and shoot a nice big whitetail.
Would you
choose? Focus on getting one this year to start.
What'd you say, Glenn?
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah, you and I both. So, all right, man. Well, you have a good weekend.
Have a super week, Glenn.
Having your voice a little.
Right now, my voice is going out. I'm so sorry, y'all. I cleared it again.
Yeah, Robin has fibromyalgia, and it affects a lot of things. And her voice, we found out her voice is one of the side effects of having that, the gravelly voice, right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Yep, a lot of other things too, disrupted sleep patterns, brain fog. Except when yelling at her husband, then she's not foggy at all. She's clear as a crystal on that one. So, just kidding. Hey, buddy, thanks for the call.
All right, you don't take care.
All right, Glenn, see you, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let me try to clear my voice again. I'm sorry.
Okay, got it. Anybody on the line there, buddy? Okay, well, let's talk to Lee in Towson, and then we'll follow that up with Dale in Easton. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
Good morning, Robin, too. I'm calling about tracking a deer and going off property and whatnot, which has happened with me a couple times. And one episode I recall was I had one I had hit with a bow, and it went through. The good thing, the two adjoining properties next to me, I have permission to access. So
right.
Me and a friend are walking a blood trail, walking. I had to go through my uncle's property and then another friend's property.
Right.
And then we end up coming into a neighborhood following this blood trail. I was like, okay. So we're walking along, and it's a neighborhood, so we got literally where we're walking is on a power line access to the home, and we're walking down it, and I was like, man, Brian, you know, we're out in this, we're in the plain view, and I said, I don't have a clue of which side, you know, should I go.
Right.
Happened to be more, and, you know, and I said, I know, let's go for it. And I was like, okay, whatever. So a guy comes out of his house, and I said, Brian, the guy comes out real nice, and he goes, can I help you guys? And Brian, he goes, well, we're on it with Comcast, and we're going to find the problem here with the
Why he got orange on and a gun?
It's well on it. We're, he says, yeah, we've had time to find it. Ryan, how did you come up with that one so quick?
And that's
he said, one other time, and it was like, dude, that's awesome. I said, the only thing we don't have is our, you know, utility hats on. And the good thing is, either one of us were in camo, because we had...
Oh, that's a good... Oh, my gosh. That's a good one, Lee. That is a good one. Oh, my gosh.
So, and the other one... I had with, again, a bow. It's all with archery. You know how
yeah, they, sure.
You know, they just go. So, I'm following it. I said, you know, I got to take a break. And, I'm off, again, off my property. And this is in the wooded part. And I get home and I'm, eating lunch. My wife says you got a phone call from a neighbor. And I said, oh, golly. I said, where is it? Related to work? And she goes, no, there's a deer dead underneath somebody's deck.
Uh-oh.
So it was heaven sent.
Was you deer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Big doe under this lady's deck. I go over to get it in the neighborhood, and she's all happy. She goes, I'm glad somebody's hunting and taking care of all these deer. And I said, you know, I would gladly, when I get done processing the deer, I'm going to bring you over. Would you enjoy some of the venison?
Right.
And she goes, no. We don't eat meat. We're vegetarians. But it was... You know, I'm obviously known throughout my neighborhood about with the, you know, hunting, and I got some that appreciate and some that whoop.
Right.
I had another episode.
Lee, let's save that one for another time. We've got to be fair to our buddy.
Okay.
So.
But call back with that one.
Yeah, you can call back with that if you like next hour if you like, but we've got to do some stuff here. You're good, buddy. It's all good. Okay.
Call back next hour. We're cool.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks. Let's see. Let's talk to Uncle Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
Robin's feeling better.
I'm here.
She's there. Just.
Okay. Good. Good.
You know.
The previous caller was talking, bringing up old names. Another outdoor writer that I think we may have both known was Boyd Pfeiffer.
Boyd Pfeiffer. Yep.
Yeah, he wrote fact settled books on shad fishing, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, when I was growing up, back in the late 50s, early 60s, it fell on the radio at a Washington station. I can't remember if it was WMAL, WTOP, but his name was Kennedy Ludlum. And he had a radio show. And his
really?
Reminded me of your closing phrase. His was... tight lines and clear sights.
Oh, nice. 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 Tight lines and clear sights. I like that.
Yeah, yep. That was a good one. So with that one.
Yeah.
That's showing my age, and I got a few more notches in my handle than you, so...
Yeah, I knew Boyd. Boyd was president of the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers, and I was tasked with handing out the writing awards one year. And Boyd didn't get one, and I was no longer affiliated with the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers because we did not see eye to eye. So
yeah.
I just took the path of least resistance. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, look, we'll be in touch. What'd you say?
Pardon?
Did we go to one? Go ahead, Dale. Sorry.
Did you what, Robin?
Did we go to one of those things? I went with you somewhere where we went to a writer's club and you handed out stuff. Was that what I went to?
I think so, yeah.
Sorry,
yep.
Thank you. Sorry, Dale.
Yeah, I did interact with them up in Hagerstown a few years ago about the Hunting Coalition. So,
okay.
The outdoor writers. Yeah, I was invited guest. So.
Yeah, I think most of those individuals have passed on, Alan. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate that.
I will get up and down about your project, you know.
Robin asked about your wife.
She's still got her drainage issues in terms of the car.
Yeah.
So got it. It lingers, so.
Well, I got you.
Hi, Alan.
All right, bud. Hey, thanks, Dale. What'd you say, Ron?
He said something about your project.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that.
Okay.
Take care, buddy. There he goes. Do what you got to do there, Aaron, and get a couple spots in if you have time to get them.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, don't forget about Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, and all the accessories, including barbecue grills, at Backyard Billy's. Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, hey, and do a snow dance and wear your pajamas inside out, because think how pretty it would be to hunt primitive in the snow.